My father contemplates the Atlantic. My father never spoke of it. So much of him he kept aside from the ordeals he knew. But he found something there we rarely saw. Peace, maybe too strong. Maybe a truce with the strain of staying wary. An attentive man who kept disorder at bay everywhere, but in the presence of the sea, where he could sit and watch waves and the sky, knees up and arms circled as a brace for his back, a compact arrangement for a methodical man. Undistracted by music or shouts, he remained still, sculpted, his eyes cloistered behind dark glasses. Others passing by, struck by his quiet, might have turned to look at this stranger and followed his gaze outward to nothing remarkable, and thought, here's one more dreamer, not seeing that the waves arrived in order and the sun tracked in its customary arc.